Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Now we've got Kevin in Nevada who's got some birds getting in the house. How is it happening?
We've got the soffits going in underneath the roof line for airflow that's going in there. And it's already got some sort of grating in there, but they seem to be strong enough to be punching those out and bending them in.
Oh, boy. Persistent little buggers, aren't they?
Yeah. And I had in the past, I've gone one of the home improvement stores and got the kind of a thicker one that has got the grate, and then they've got some metal in front of it, but it seems to restrict some of the airflow, and the places where they're hitting now are not as easy to get to. So I just didn't know if there was something that you guys could suggest that would help with this issue.
Well, in the soffit, the best material to use in the soffit is perforated soffit vent material. Which would you have a wood plywood there now with vents in the middle of it? Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's it's a perfect material for the birds to sort of get at. And as the plywood gets, you know, involved in the environmental conditions, it's going to sort of weaken anyway. So there is a plastic material that's a full continuous piece that's built for the soffit that's continually vented. So it's actually providing better venting as well.
And they also have aluminum vented soffit material, too. It's totally pierced, so it lets lots of air in. So those are two things you can do if you want to replace the soffit material. If you're just trying to discourage the birds from attacking these individual vents, another thing you might want to do is get some pigeon wire, which is usually aluminum or stainless steel wire that looks kind of spiky, and attach it upside down to the vent area. When they get near it, they'll come in contact with the spike and be dissuaded from trying to get into that space.
Oh, okay, great.
And that's available at home centers, also seen it online. Pretty inexpensive stuff, and it's pretty effective, and it's humane. They
just
don't want to be near
it. Yeah,
the
birds will only do it once.
Yeah, well, perfect. That's all I need.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.